Your eyes. I have to see you with your pants off. That's Jackson Brown, 23 to 9, up in Adam this morning. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Barker. Now it is at this time of the week. We like to say this.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again?
We like to say a very good morning to Richard Pasco. Good morning.
Morning, Adam. Morning to all the listeners out there. Did you watch it last night?
You know what? I gleefully did not, because I believe the term is could not give a tinker's cuss. The world did.
I did. They did. I saw some bits and pieces. What I didn't like about it, Adam, was they've got no right to comment on the Port Adelaide Football Club. Seriously, it's got nothing to do with Harry and Megan, all right? The lineup of the Australian cricket team has got nothing to do with you. Don't make nasty comments about Tim Nielsen. I'm just
terrible,
shocked.
Terrible. I mean, what would Harry know about Connor Rosie's foot injury anyway?
Yes, true.
Leave
yes.
it alone.
And Megan, talking about the surgeon. No, we don't want that.
No. It's The Sopranos at best, isn't it?
It is.
That's terrible. It is. Yep. Gutter gossip. I mean, a lovely gold-plated gutter, but gutter nonetheless.
And just we'll just remember a TV show that used to happen many years ago, Love Thy Neighbour. I'll just throw that one in there as well.
So, that's right. Robin's Nest. What happened to Robin's Nest?
Exactly.
George and Mildred. Where are they going? Anyway, let's talk tech, shall we? AdelaideTechGuy.com.au is where you can find plenty of information from Richard about all things tech. And we're talking VPNs, which is not a visible panty anything. It's some sort of digital thing that makes things go from other countries or something. Explain it, please.
VPNs are virtual private networks. A lot of people, there's ads. I had Foxtel on in the office yesterday. Ad for VPNs all the time on there about how they're going to protect you from malware and viruses. Can I just tell people there is no way that a VPN can protect you from a virus?
Right.
When you use a VPN, the maker of the VPN will tell you their privacy will be safer for not using one, except if you sign up with a VPN service that sells all your details.
Right.
But when it comes to clicking suspicious email attachments or downloading those sketchy files online, a VPN could do nothing to protect you. It's your responsibility, Adam, to check whether that website you're browsing is trustworthy or not. You should always practice safety measures by checking everything that you download. And finally, VPNs can cause issues with mail and browsing on a smartphone, so tread warily. I talked to some people over at the Telstra store, Mount Barker. They pulled VPNs off so many phones, and there are people going, in my mail doesn't work. Take the VPN off, mail starts to work.
Right. So virtual private networks are virtually private, but not really, because they could sell your details and they could stop you from getting a whole bunch of things because they are a little bit private. They can stop you from getting... So know why you're downloading a VPN, I suppose.
That's exactly right. So yeah, we normally use VPNs when we're at the airport or we're in China. We're not going to China at the moment. So,
I mean, not in the next little while.
No.
I mean, Port Adelaide be damned.
So, and I do have a hankering for a wet market, but that's another story.
I'm going to make a T-shirt. Anyway, you can. There's something, and I've seen this up on your socials as well, about copying your iCloud photos over to Google Photos. This sounds like a pretty good idea.
I think it's a great idea. So Apple has introduced a new service that makes it quick and easy now for iCloud users to transfer all their photos over to Google Photos. They'll still be on iCloud, but they'll be on Google as well.
Right.
All the instructions for this are up on my website right now. So you go to Apple's privacy website, sign in. You'll see a thing that says transfer a copy of your data. You select it, and then in 3 to 7 days, all your photos that were on iCloud will be up on Google Photos as well. Great idea just to, you know, go along and say, you know what, I need that other copy. This is what I'm going to go along and do. Great way to back them up.
Excellent. Now, if you want to know step by step, there is something out on the interwebs that has been written by you that tells you all about it.
That's it.
Okay, very good. Now, Google Photos, I've got them, I love them, you love them. They're going to start taking money out of our bank accounts at some point.
Just, well, not really. So
okay.
5 years they've offered free photo backups in high quality.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start charging for storage once more than 15 gigs has been used on your account.
Right.
So the change is going to happen on June the 1st. But any photos you upload before June the 1st will not count against that 15 gig cap. So you've got plenty of time to decide whether to use Google Photos, iWood, or switch to another cloud storage provider. But remember, only those photos you upload after June the 1st will begin counting against the cap. Adam, there are actually 4 trillion photos stored in Google Photos. Phenomenal number.
Half of them are mine. Photos of my kids.
Exactly right.
Right.
And every week, 28 billion new photos and videos are uploaded. Google does point out their storage is far cheaper than the other ones out there as well.
Yeah.
For 100, if you want to buy storage, 100 gig will cost you about $24 a year. They do give you 15 gig for free. Compare that to Apple's 5 gig. And they're also worked out the maths that 80% of Google Photo users won't hit that 15 gig cap for at least 3 years.
Right. I have taken thousands of photos of my children, holidays away, videos, the lot. I've got 1.69 gig in internal storage. I'm okay. I'm still fine. That's great news, because that's a lot of photos.
It's a lot of photos. It would surprise. And people, it's far easier than burning them to disk.
Yes, that's right. I mean, where do you find a rewritable CD nowadays?
Exactly right.
On the bedroom wall of a 15-year-old. Now,
yes.
Let's talk Elon Musk's new internets.
Very quickly on that, because we did mention it a couple of weeks ago as well, they're going to update that we said 50 to 100. And 50, he's now saying you probably get 300 megabits per second. So, you know,
that's
if you're a spot that doesn't get the NBN, you know, you might want to hold on for the ride for this. I think it's a great idea.
Excellent. All right, let's talk spam. It's a lunch and meat you've all come to know and love, but also a pain in the bum.
It is. This is a very quick thing as well. We wonder why we get so much spam. That's because so many email addresses have been compromised. There are actually 10,623,538,000 email addresses that are freely available to buy on the internet. That's why.
10.5 billion. There's not that many people.
Exactly right, because we keep signing up for more email addresses all the time. And finally, ECGs are coming to the Apple Watch as well, which I think is a great idea.
Okay.
They've passed all the regulatory hurdles that the doctors and people want to put in for it, mainly because I think they didn't want to pay any money, and ECGs on the Apple Watch are free.
So,
good idea.
When you click on the spam email from your VPN, your watch will be able to see how fast your heart rate goes up when you've done the wrong thing.
But only if you've got decent internet through Starlink.
That's right. Circle of life all the way around. Well done. Richard Pascoe bringing us the latest tech news, of course, adelaidetechguy.com.au. Head to that website, find out a whole bunch more. And if you need to avail yourself of Richard's services, his contact details are there as well. Thank you, Richard. We'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Ha, 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 ha. Hey!